KCIM Sports presents the Pizza Ranch Saturday Morning Coaches Show with Sports Director Jeff Blankman.
Thank you very much, John, and good Saturday morning, everybody. Welcome here to the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show. Of course, we'll start off with the scoreboard here in just a moment. I want to also let you know we're going to be talking with Ryan Steinkamp of the Kemper football team after they pick up a win over at Des Moines Christian last night. We'll talk with Craig Rowetter from the Carroll Tigers. They fall last night at homecoming to Bishop Heelan. We'll also talk some girls swimming in cross country. We've got Deb Dander, the head coach for the Carroll girls swim team, and also Thomas Nelson, the Kemper cross country coach. We'll talk to them too. We'll also talk volleyball with Riley Ludwig with the Carroll Tigers. They're on their way today over to that tournament at Jefferson over at Greene County today. And also Rusty Wintermode with the Kemper Knights joining us here coming up in the next hour as well. Taking a look at the scoreboard from last night, starting in Class 2A, District 8, it was Kemper beating Des Moines Christian 29-20. The Knights now the only undefeated team left in the district. Roland Story gets by Greene County. They're winning at 34-6. Roland Story and Des Moines Christian now each with one loss. They still have to play each other. And Southeast Valley shuts out Sadell last night 54-0. Class 3A, District 1, Heelan stays undefeated in district, knocking off Carroll 45-21. Carroll suffers their first loss. They've got a chance to get right back into the hunt, though. They head up to Sergeant Bluff Luton this Friday. Sergeant Bluff Luton knocked off MOC Floyd Valley 45-21. So Sergeant Bluff Luton and Heelan both undefeated in district. Sioux Center picks up a district win, topping up Boyd Knoll Rock Valley 10-6. Class A, District 2, ESAC keeps themselves in the hunt for a second place district finish, beating Eagle Grove 38-6. Emmitsburg stays in control of the district. They roll by Pocahontas area 51-6, and it was Manson Northwest Webster topping Sioux Central Sioux Rapids 24-14. That'll be a big game they've got coming up with ESAC County. That'll be for second place in the district. Class A, District 7, a non-district game. West Hancock beat South Central Calhoun 47-0. ACGC ranked number 2. They knock off IK Manning 56-28. The Wolves were right in that game into the second half. Riverside wins in triple overtime at Southwest Valley 33-32, and Earlham gets by Panorama 42-7. Eight-man at District 1, it was St. Mary's of Remsen knocking off Arweva last night 43-0. Bowyer Valley gets by Newell Fonda 28-22. Still looks like that Arweva-Bowyer Valley game could determine the third-place team out of that district. Woodbine stays undefeated as well. In district, they beat West Harrison 62-6. And in a non-district game, Bishop Garrigan cruises by Siouxland Christian 71-20. So St. Mary's of Remsen and Woodbine still have to play. They're both undefeated in the district. Eight-man at District 9, Audubon stays undefeated. They pull away in the second half to beat Glidden-Ralston 54-28. It was Coon Rapids Baird falling to St. Edmund 55-22. Baxter outscores Collins Maxwell 64-62. And it was Colin Esco edging English Valley North English in a non-district matchup 42-40. We'll step away, take a break, back with more of our Pizza Ranch Coaches Show interviews coming up next here on KCIM.
When you need a quick meal or one on the go, your Carroll Pizza Ranch has great deals for carryout and delivery. Order online and get 8 pizzas of country's best chicken with potato wedges for only $20. How about 2 large pizzas for $25? Or get 2 medium single-topping pizzas, cheesy ranch sticks, and a cactus bread for just $20. Check out these deals and more at pizzaranch.com today and order hot and fresh. Pizza Ranch, located off Highway 30 in Carroll, open 7 days a week.
Whoa, that's good.
Ryan Steinkamp, of course, the head football coach with the Kemper Knights, joining us here on the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show on this Saturday morning. Knights coming off of a very nice 29-20 victory last night over at Des Moines Christian. Coach, I know you didn't roll back into town until nearly 1 o'clock in the morning, so I'm glad that you're able to join us here this morning.
Absolutely. No. We have a great crowd of followers that follow us with these long games. So, yeah, it was a long one, but it was a fun one.
Coach, what was the difference for you guys in the second half? We'll talk first half here in a moment, but 10-10 at halftime, you get up 29-10 at one point in this game and then hold on for a 29-20 victory. So what separated you guys in the second half?
Turnovers. You know, defense, we started stepping up. You know, we started getting in those windows. It made some turnovers. I think we had four turnovers tonight. And then, offensively, we took care of the ball. You know, the O-line did a great job. You know, Brock had a really good second half. Some other receivers stepped up, too. So just good team football the second half.
What kind of turnovers were you guys creating? Was it stripping the ball? Was it getting picks? I know Griffin Glenn, I think, got his third interception of the year.
Griffin had two.
The fifth interception of the year.
Ray Alford had one. Kent Sanders made a really nice kind of strip fumble and recovered it right away, which is big because they were like at the 40. We had just threw an interception, and then Kent made a great play, like the very first play of ripping the ball. That kind of talked to us again, like we don't have a real fumble recovery like this year, like a forced fumble recovery. So that was a big play for sure.
Coach, getting good field position off those turnovers, or did you guys have to drive the length of the field? How were you able to score off them?
Yeah, it was pretty good field position both times. I mean, probably around the 30s or 40s, like on our own 30, 40.
On your own 30 or 40 yard line, so then you were stopping.
They were driving. It was kind of all over the place.
Okay, all right.
Yep.
What was working offensively then? Was it kind of the run and the pass? I know Jaron Hoffman had three rushing touchdowns for you on the night. So was it mainly the ground game that started to work offensively in the second half?
A little bit of both. I think we're definitely capable of passing the ball, but once our run game gets going. The other team's bringing the guy in the box, and we started hitting our guys. And yeah, second half, Brock did a great job putting on the money. O-line did a great job giving time, and we caught some nice balls across the middle, which is tough to do.
Who were the guys, Carson Caney? Who were the guys he was looking for across the middle?
Tregan Biter had a big night, and so did nice. Griffin Glenn had a great night on offense too.
He's starting to come on, just a sophomore, talented young guy.
Yeah, he's kind of a kid. He's got a lot of ability, and he's just learning and getting better each day.
Coach, you guys get up 29-10. How did they chew back into that deficit to make it a 9-point game there at the end?
They went hurry up. They kind of picked four plays and kept running them. Hitches, quick safe plays where they have athletes. They made a couple tackles miss. They attacked us a couple of boys in our zone. And yeah, they went hurry up and we got some stops. I mean, we get stops on a fourth down as well too. But they're just good plays by them.
You guys gave them a safety, if I understand correctly, late in the game as well.
Yeah. I think we were up 11 with like 30 seconds to go. We had the ball on our own 20, and they were bringing pressure on the previous punt. Our punting did a great job, but this is like they're getting closer. They're probably putting nobody back to come after this one. And Coach Murtis is he's a numbers guy, and he's like we can't take a safety. We're up 11. He'll make a 9-point game, and we punt to them like 30 seconds left. It's still 2 possessions, so. And we were out of timeout, so I gave our kids credit because we kind of yelled at them from the sideline, for Carson Caney, go at quarterback and run around with his head cut off, and he did a great job of it.
How much time was he able to run off the clock?
About 10, 12 seconds. So it was a big deal. We took a couple delay of games to push us back even further, and it worked out well. You know, kind of one of those things you practice like one time preseason, taking a safety. And, we had to use it there, and it came in clutch.
Coach, let's talk beginning of the game. They get up 7-0 at the end of the first quarter. You guys rally back. Both of you get field goals, I think, in the last 30 seconds of the first half for the game to be tied 10-10 at halftime. What were they doing that was able to slow you guys down there in that first quarter?
I'm just pressure. They bring 6-7 guys. It goes 0. I mean, they did a good job. They're very aggressive defense, kind of. They can definitely cause trouble at times, and that's what they're doing.
How were you guys able to claw back in the second quarter? What started to work?
Just getting the run game going. They bring pressure to create some seams. We bust off a couple of nice runs and hit a couple of short passes and a couple over the middle, too, just kind of playing good team ball.
Coach, this win makes you guys right now the only undefeated team left in the district. Roland Story got a win tonight against Greene County. So them and Des Moines Christian, who have to play each other, sitting with one district loss. That means right now you guys in the driver's seat. Was that something you talked to the guys about ahead of time, or you just expected that the kids kind of knew it and understood it?
Jeff, you know what I talked to the kids about before the game.
I got to ask.
You know what I talked to the kids about. I'm really proud of our kids. They were composed. The one Christian had a great environment there, too. But our kids We just did our thing, kept ourselves, and played great team football.
And you got Seidel coming up this week. When's the focus switch to them?
I would say after tonight, but it's already Saturday morning and stuff now, so probably go today already.
Coach, and I know you're taking one game at a time, but that one game,
You get by Seidel this week, you clinch nothing worse than a share, and you'd have the tiebreaker against both Roland Story and also over Des Moines Christian. So this next game is pretty huge.
Yeah, every game is. You know, that's why I take games one game at a time. You know, if you're looking too far ahead, you know, you miss the good stuff that's right in front of you, and that's what our kids and coaches focus on.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate all the time here. Congratulations on a huge victory last night. And I tell you what, go get Seidel coming up this Friday night.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. I appreciate it.
You bet. Head coach again, Ryan Steinkamp with the Kemper Knights. Again, they pick up the big win last night on the road at Des Moines Christian to put themselves in the driver's seat of the district. We'll step away, take a break. We've got Greg Rowetter coming up next right here on the Pete Ranch Coaches Show.
Amazon Prime Days are coming. It's the biggest sale of the year. But is it really worth it? Sure, the discounts seem great, but let's talk about the facts. Amazon Prime Days fuels massive spending, pushing us to buy things that we don't really need from a company that will never contribute anything back to our community. Zero. Meanwhile, our local small businesses struggle to compete with Amazon's prices. And local stores, they're vanishing from our neighborhoods. Prime Days benefits only one giant, Amazon. So this Prime Days, consider skipping the hype. Go out, support small businesses, shop local, make purchases that matter. And together, we can make a huge difference. Because real change starts with where we spend our dollars. This message brought to you by Carroll Broadcasting, KCIM, KKRL, and KIKD.
Greg Rowetter, the head football coach of the Carroll Tigers, joining us on this Saturday morning here on the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show. Again, Tigers suffering their first district loss of the season last night, losing to Bishop Heelan 45-21. Carroll led that one 14-9 early in the third quarter last night. Coaches, always appreciate you joining us. And you know, tough one last night. I know we talked about it for the New Way Auto Group scoreboard show last night. That final score of 45-21 doesn't indicate really how tight this game was.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Jeff. No, it doesn't. But again, you know, not much into sugarcoating stuff.
Right.
But it is what it is, and you know, well, again, I gave them last night to feel sorry for themselves, and we'll be back. You know, I'm back at it, working on Sergeant Bluff already this morning.
You bet. You guys never stop. We know that for sure, Coach. The offense able to move the ball early on. Your first three possessions, a seven-play drive, you turned it over on downs at their 40. Your next possession I had is a nine-play drive, which ended at their 24-yard line. And then your next possession, an 11-play drive that started the second quarter, and you end up giving the ball back to them on a turnover on downs at their 34-yard line. So, woulda, shoulda, coulda, I guess, but you look back, and those three drives, we kind of said it at halftime, you were down 9-7. You could have been very easily up 20-9 or, you know, 21-9, 24-9, somewhere in there maybe.
Yeah, it's something, again, that's why Heelan's a good team. You know, they scout too, and they get paid to stop us, you know, as well. So,
yep.
It is what it is, and we just, you know, some of those, you're kind of in no man's land there, and when you hit about the 30s, you obviously don't want to punt.
Right.
And you're just a little bit out of range, maybe at field goal, so. You know, that came down to one. When we got to the 20, I did think about kicking a field goal. You know, at that point it was 6-0. You know, I thought that would cut it in half. But, again, I felt we were getting a little stagnant and we needed to keep our defense off the field. So it kind of tried to get us a little boost there. But, you know, credit to Heelan. They came up with the stops and we did not, you know, execute quite as good as we needed to.
Coach, I had you guys 143 yards on the ground at the half, and I know my numbers aren't going to be perfectly accurate, but able to establish a little bit of the run game with Taden Peterson. And I thought you had mentioned to me in the pregame that we may see a little bit more of Reese Sigmund carrying the ball. I thought he did a really nice job in the first half. Now, part of that was a 54-yard run on a fake punt that we'll talk about here in a moment. But what did you see from your ground game that you were able to kind of move the ball? And then I thought you guys did a really nice job of mixing in the pass, and Carter threw some really nice balls last night.
Yeah, and you know, that just that yardage alone, like you mentioned, that's the most yardage they've given up on the ground all year, and that was just the first half. I think coming in, I think Sioux City East ran for 125 on the game, and so yeah, it's not like we couldn't move the ball on them. They did, you know, they had a couple wrinkles with their defensive line that caused us some issues. I wish, you know, again, hindsight 2020, I wish I would have been a little more up, you know, thinking about what they did and just have some counters. So we did make adjustments, but I just wish I would have saw that a little sooner, maybe. And then maybe kept after the, you know, we kind of have a heavy package, and I wish maybe we would have, I should have probably stuck with that just a little bit longer. Even though, like you said, the, you know, Carter was hitting some of the passes and that got us moving as well. But, you know, going back, I think we maybe should have just stuck on that run game a little bit longer.
Coach, they get the one big play down the sidelines, a 61-yard touchdown pass from the Conley kid to the White kid. That put them up 6-0 as they mixed the extra point. Didn't score again until 2:22 to go in the half. What did you see from your defense? Were you able to really contain the Thomas kid? I ended up having him with 140, but a lot of that coming in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and honestly, I thought you probably had a little more than that. So that's, you know, again, and some of that in the fourth quarter was just kind of selling out and going for broke. And,
yep.
And then he got through for some, and which probably made the score look like it did. But, no, I thought the defensive effort, especially early on, you know, we knew what the plan was and to stop, you know, and like I said, they made a nice big pass play. And if that, at the end of the day, if that's what was going to beat us, we could live with that. You know, if you take away their number one option, I think, yeah, we could have dealt with that. And they did get the one big pass play, and that was just a little, you know, communication there in the secondary, and they got that shored up. So, but defensively, you know, we gang tackled well. We didn't give too many yards after contact, so I was happy with that. And, you know, and it seemed like the whistle was a little quick, because I know that second and third guy that would get, we were starting to get the ball out, but it was always just after the dang whistle. So, you know, happy with the defense, the way they were swarming to the football.
Down 9-0, late in the half, you guys set up for a punt. You run a fake. You told me last night you guys debated about it, but probably a good thing you went with it is Reese Sigmund runs for 54 yards, gets you down to the 6, and you guys end up getting on the board on a one-yard touchdown run from Taden Peterson with just 28 seconds left in the half.
Yeah, part of me felt a little bit bad for Mason Stitz because he hasn't gotten to punt for 3 weeks now or so. But we practiced, you know, a couple of fakes every week, and you know, it looked good all week in practice, and we kind of got the look we wanted to. And I, you know, Coach Schable designed it, and ultimately I had to give him the green light. But and I did, just because I thought we needed that, you know, a big play, and I thought that would swing momentum, and it did. Obviously, when you get, I was just hoping for, the 8 yards for the first down, and but yeah, Reese made some great moves and used his speed and got all the way down to the 5-yard line. So that was a big momentum swing for us.
Yeah, and you guys took that momentum into the third. You come out of the halftime, get the football. Great kickoff return sets you up at their 45-yard line. You capitalize later in the drive. I had it on the 7th play of the drive as Carter Essek. I thought he made a nice sidearm throw to get it to Reese in the flat, and Reese able to use that speed, takes it in. You guys are up 14-9 just 3 minutes into the third quarter. Had to be feeling pretty good at that point.
Yeah, and it's so great that Traven Childress, you know, got it. He's not very big, but he is quick.
He's quick.
And,
wow.
When we started, got it out to the 45, and, you know, it makes it a little bit easier calling plays when you're starting past midfield. And, you know, and as you said on the sidearm throw, it was kind of, you know, we had kind of ran our layered routes and had two guys on one of the fourth downs before that, got kind of in the way of each other. But Reese got that little whip route out early, and Carter saw it early and didn't even, because I think you know, that's one of those that usually Carter kind of is a little more patient, waits for Owen Klucky to kind of drag across. But Carter saw Reese pop open early and got it out to him, and, you know, Reese got in the end zone. And, yeah, it was nice that some of the adjustments we made there at halftime, it, you know, was clicking right first series right after half.
They hit a big pass to White down the sideline on their next possession. The Thomas kid ends up scoring, and they go up 17-14. Then there was a few punts. You guys had another drive and just barely missed just wide left on a 39-yard field goal, and then they took over a little bit from there. They scored a touchdown, and then they kicked it off, and you guys end up turning it over. They turn that into another touchdown. So kind of before you know it, you go from being up 14-9, and then early in the fourth quarter, all of a sudden you're down 31-14, Coach. But I thought you guys had a nice answer. Carter Essex showed a lot of character and heart with how hard he ran on a couple of plays, and Taden able to push it in again with 8:50 left. All of a sudden you're back down 10. You're right in the game.
Yeah, it's, you know, and that's what you get out of the, you know, the leadership we have with our senior class. You know, and it was homecoming. You know, you got a bigger crowd, so they didn't want to put their tail between their legs. So it was, you know, some guts by them. And yeah, at that point, once you're back to 10, and we had all three timeouts left, so it wasn't doom and gloom at that point. It was a good response. Obviously, as good as special teams, like in that first half, that kind of swung momentum our way. Unfortunately, a couple of, you know, special teams on the going against us there early, late third quarter, that kind of swings it back the other way. So we saw both the good and the bad out of our special teams last night.
Yeah, they end up picking up the win, Coach. You guys, like you said, you gave them last night to kind of feel bad, and now you got to get refocused. You got another very good team in Sergeant Bluff. Luton, who's undefeated in the district, you have to travel up there on Saturday. You said last night that you knew that you know, they want to run the football, so you're going to be playing what sounds like a pretty physical team.
Yeah, they switched back to what Coach Smith ran, I think, when he first got there more, and it's almost, honestly, it'll kind of look like what Gilbert ran. Fortunately, they don't have, you know, the Hawthorne kid that's 6'2", 230, and runs a 10.9 sitting there running straight down at us. Or, you know, but they do have the Ellington kid who is, you know, a really talented runner as well, just not quite that big. But he's a wrestler, so he's a tough nose kid. And, you know, they have multiple guys that have run for multiple yards, so it's not just a one-man show. Which makes it tough because you got to be able to kind of like the old Webster City days when we played that single wing spinner back. It's basically tackle everybody and let them sort it out after that. So it's definitely going to test our defense. It's going to have to be disciplined. And, you know, and part of that will fall on our offense, trying to, you know, keep the ball away from them and, you know, use a little bit more of our run game too, because I think we have just as good of a running game as they do.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate all the time here on this Saturday morning. I know you got to get to Jefferson for a volleyball tournament yet today to watch Olivia. Congrats on her being named the homecoming queen as well. So appreciate all the time, Coach, and we may see you over in Jefferson a little bit later on this morning.
Yep, I'll be en route there shortly. And, yeah, thanks. It was a good honor great honor for Olivia. And, you know, I wish I would have held up my part and won the football game. That would have made the dance later a little bit more fun for the kids. But all in all, it was a good week. And like I said, our kids will respond, and we'll be ready to go. So appreciate all the coverage, and go Tigers.
Head Coach Craig Rowetter again joining us here on the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show. We'll step away, take a break. Back right after this on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCIM.
When you need a quick meal or one on the go, your Carol Pizza Ranch has great deals for carryout and delivery. Order online and get 8 pizzas of country's best chicken with potato wedges for only $20. How about 2 large pizzas for $25? Or get 2 medium single-topping pizzas, cheesy ranch sticks, and a cactus bread for just $20. Check out these deals and more at pizzaranch.com today and order hot and fresh. Pizza Ranch, located off Highway 30 in Carroll, open 7 days a week.
Whoa, that's good.
Talking a little Kuemper cross country right now with head coach Thomas Nelson on the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show. And coach, I tell you what, I could tell during the break here while we were chatting that you're pretty excited about how things are headed right now for both the boys and girls. There's a lot of excitement right now with cross country teams.
Yes, sir. And thanks for having me here. I enjoy talking to you every weekend. I think we just had a phenomenal week this week. We had two meets. We ran at Harlan and at Denison. And we just had tons of kids run some of their best times of the year, but also some of their best places too. I thought a lot of our kids, you know, when we look at kind of where they could land at meets, exceeded the expectations. And I think they really found a lot of success. And just as there seems that success, they get more confident and start to say, hey, you know, if I've got 24th at this meet, next meet I can go out into teams and start to get better places. I think Fletch Bating specifically, he's just been trending in the right direction all year. At Harlan, he got 18th. He ran a really good time, almost got into 17th, and that's kind of been a goal of his. And then he comes back at Denison and runs a 17:29 and gets ninth for us, which was a really good time and place for him. And I think we're going to continue to see him closer to that, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 places as we kind of wrap up our season in the next couple weeks with Atlantic Conference District and you know, hopefully state as well. Dayton, you know, our top boy goes 16:45 at Harlan, which second time he's been down kind of in that area, and just had a phenomenal finish. I saw him about 800 meters out, and he was near a kid from Woodbine, and he ended up beating the kid by 10 seconds. He just really crushed the last 800 of the race, and he came back and got fourth for us at Denison, and just, again, a really good week for him. Kind of our middle of the pack of varsity boys, Evan, Thomas, Jacob, they all got PRs this week. Evan and Thomas went 18:12, 18:23, finished in the 20s at Denison for us, which is a huge accomplishment for those guys. As they've been in, you know, the 40s, some other meets, and to get all the way down there is really beneficial for our team. And then Cohen Stipa for the boys' side had a really strong week and ran his best time ever, ran a 19:24, got 50th at Harlan, and earned a spot to run on our varsity team. So I thought that was really cool.
And coach, it seems like the depth of your team really starting to show through.
Yeah, we've got so many kids just right on that varsity line this year. It's really fun. You know, Oliver Vanami PR'd for us running in a varsity race. He's going to run JV for a couple and try to earn his spot back, but I told him, you know, there's no shame in running your best race ever and having someone on our team beat you. That's the best problem in the world we can have, is that our guys are challenging each other and running best times and places. And Charlie Bating's the other kid who is kind of in between that varsity and JV spot, and he put a really good week together both at the meets, and then I was really impressed. We had a practice this morning, and Charlie was kind of the leader of the pack of that section of our team, and just brought a lot of positive energy to practice and was really encouraging of his teammates. So I think he's set up for a pretty strong finish to season two.
And, Coach, one of the cool things is it sounds like the junior high kids kind of learning a lot from the high school kids on what they need to do to be successful.
Yeah, our boys and girls, and we'll talk about girls here in a little bit, are just such good role models for our junior high kids. Lots of times, even some of our girls have been running, middle school girls have been running with high school girls. We all practice together. The middle school kids really look up to them. And our middle school boys team at Denison got their second win of the year, which was really exciting. Those kids have really put a lot of hard work in, and I'm really proud of what they've been able to accomplish.
Coach, you mentioned we'll talk about the girls. Let's flip over to them. Good week for them this week as well. And everybody continues to just kind of move forward. And I think Casey Weeder, and you said, kind of started to get into the time frame she was kind of hoping to.
Yeah, Casey told me earlier in the week, she said, I really want to get into the 21s. And she got a little mad at me because I said, you know, Denison's course, you know, can be pretty tough. I'm not sure, you know, if you, I said, you can have a good race at Denison and not be in the 21s, you know, let's aim for the place at this course. And she finished the race at 21:45 and pretty much told me, I told you I could do it right afterwards. And I was really excited for her. I saw her about 400 meters out and was yelling, hey, you can get it. You just got to finish. And she finished really strong. So that was really cool to see. Addie Davis and Shelby just had a really solid week at Denison. They both ran big PRs. I thought they did a really good job getting out and putting themselves in position to do that. Addy got out really hard and was up there with Casey for a while, and just really, I thought, really showed up to compete at Denison really well, and so that was awesome. We had a JV girl move up to varsity, Anna Seidel. She didn't run last year. She's back running this year, and she's just had a great week. I think she's really just figuring out how strong she is and what she's capable of. She ran a PR of 24:33 at Denison after PRing at Harlan with 25:17. She's just had a phenomenal week and probably, I can say confidently will keep improving moving forward.
Coach, and it seems like right now that the boys and girls starting to get where you want them to. We're getting down here to the last few meets of the year, as you mentioned, and the state qualifying meets coming up. So it's kind of be fun to see those time jumps and or time reductions, whatever you want to call it. But kids cutting time pretty much every time they're going out and running.
Yeah, it's been a really exciting few weeks. You know, we kind of got a big break after we ran a Denison Tuesday. We don't run again until Thursday, next Thursday in Atlantic. And I think myself and the kids couldn't be more excited for next Thursday to come, just because we feel really confident in the way we're running right now. And they want to go and get that next PR and improve placing-wise again.
Coach, you mentioned Atlantic coming up. I know that course down there a little bit. There's some hills, but a kind of a nice course to run. It seems to be a little open. That gives you the opportunity to maybe see the kids in a lot of different spots. But what are you looking for down in Atlantic coming up?
I just always remind our kids at Atlantic, some of those hills do look pretty big. There's some big uphills, there's some big downhills, but historically, we've had a decent amount of kids every year that get PR'd at that meet. A combination of it's that time of season where we should be able to be running to our best ability, and you know, if you can stay mentally strong and get up the hill, just let it go down it, and you can get some really good times. I think our kids are going to feel really confident because Denison had some hills, and we just did so well there, that when they get to Atlantic, they're just going to be like, you know, it's another day of running, no big deal, let's go get it. And so we're just looking forward to keep progressing like we have been the last couple of weeks.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate all the time. Congratulations on an outstanding week and an outstanding job, and appreciate you joining us here today. Best of luck coming up down in Atlantic next week.
Thank you very much for having me here.
You bet. Head Coach Thomas Nelson again with the Kemper Cross Country teams. We'll be back with more of the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show right here on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCIM.
What could you get done with a little help? You could lift, move, haul, grade, mow, or dig. What could that make possible on the land you love? Would you finally build that retaining wall? Maybe put up a fence? How about never carry a bag of wood chips ever again? Well, your help is here, and it's a new compact tractor from Massey Ferguson with incredible capabilities at your fingertips. Come and see one and what it can do for you at Robinson Implement, your Massey Ferguson dealer.
Pete Durant's Coaches Show on this Saturday morning, rolling on right now. We're talking with Deb Danner. Of course, she is the Carroll Girls at Swim Coach. And Deb, is always good to catch up with you. Beautiful day, and then you get a day free today, the way it sounds.
Yes, I do. I have the weekend off.
Is this like the second weekend of the entire year, or maybe one or two more than that?
I think we got another one coming up pretty soon.
So those are the only two weekends that you've had free this entire year.
Right, yep.
Deb, I tell you what, girls continue to swim well. I noticed in the email you sent us the other day after the meet at Des Moines Hoover on Tuesday that we're continuing to get time drops. They're just getting stronger and stronger and more comfortable and more comfortable.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the girls are doing fantastic. You know, they're getting more comfortable. They're getting stronger. Their times are getting better. You know, and that's our whole goal for this season is just to keep getting better, keep improving, and, you know, then hopefully next year, you know, we'll add a few more girls to the team and we'll be a little more competitive.
Yeah, I was going to say, you still competed pretty well against both Hoover and Atlantic, as there was four different teams there. Marshalltown, big school, so lots of girls, but you had just three swimmers the other day, Riley Behrens, Charlie Cheney, and Alexa Sporkowski, and I kind of seemed to me like every one of them made some kind of a time drop there for you.
Oh yeah, they each one of them dropped time in at least one of their events. So, you know, that was just great to see. It was a very fast meet, very fast pace. You know, and the fact that they could still drop time was amazing. I just love that. So yeah, that just shows me how strong they're getting.
Is it part of that being just competitive, going up against good competition, made them swim better as well?
Yeah, you know, the competition is their level competition, so that really helped them out a lot. You know, it helped push them, knowing somebody's right beside them or just in front or just in back. So, you know, they had to go a little bit harder yet. So, you know, it's hard if you got competition that's kind of blowing you out of the water. You know, it's easy to give up, but they did fantastic. You know, they had the girls right there with them, and it really helped push them along, and it was a lot of fun to watch.
Did anybody stand out to you, or was it pretty balanced with the three of them all setting some PRs, or did one girl kind of stand out a little bit about the way she performed?
Alexis Burkowski had an amazing 100 freestyle, dropped down to a 110. So, you know, I mean, she did so good with that. That was great. Briley dropped 10 seconds in her 2IM.
Wow.
Wasn't really expecting 10-second time drop, but we will definitely take that. She did great, you know. So, you know, we had just really good swims all around. Charlie managed to drop a couple seconds in her 200 free. So, yeah, you know, it was an exciting day for the girls.
Coach, talk a little bit of as well. This past weekend, you went down to Des Moines Lincoln for their invite, or I should say over. To their invite and stuff. What did you see from the girls there, and did it kind of lead you to believe that you were going to see what you did on Tuesday night?
Yeah, you know, they did fantastic at Lincoln. They had some really good swims. They fought hard for some good placing. You know, so yeah, did I expect them to do that well? No. And they did, so that was so exciting. But yeah, so it's like, okay, we can do this. We can show these other teams, we may be small, but we can swim against them. So I think that's exciting for the girls too.
You mentioned some great finishes over there at Des Moines Lincoln. Briley Behrens was fifth in the 100 fly. She was also a seventh in the 200 IM. You know, you also had Alexis Borkowski taking sixth in the 100 breaststroke. So it's kind of a strange question, but I'm going to ask, and you know I ask weird questions to you sometimes. So,
yes.
With it right now, are you more worried about times, or do you want the girls to get some of those higher places for a confidence thing? When they finish third compared to fifth, even though the time might be better in the fifth than the third, do they gain more confidence with that third or with the time?
They don't focus on their times as much as I focus on their times. So the placing to me is more important for them. That's what they notice where they place. So if they can get a third place finish, yeah, that's going to boost their confidence huge. Am I proud of that? Absolutely. I'm proud of that. But yeah, I focus more on their times. The placings are nice, but I think that's huge for them. So, yeah, you know, if we can get some higher placings, we'll take that too.
Coach, it's been, for the most part, one meet a week, sometimes two. All of a sudden, next week, it gets kind of busy for you. You've got Boone at home on Tuesday. Then Thursday, you go to Spencer. And Saturday, you're at Johnston's invite. So three meets next week. You feel like, and I know you probably do, the girls are all ready for that?
They will be, yeah. Yeah, they'll be ready. We'll make sure they're ready. And they know that this is going to happen. And, you know, it's not ideal, but that, you know, we do it every year and we get through it and they'll be just fine. So, you know, they'll be fine. And, you know, we'll get to see some new competition and, you know, they'll have fun with it.
Well, I tell you what, Coach, it's fun following this team and the progress that they've made. We appreciate you joining us here today. Enjoy a Saturday off if you can find a way to be able to do that. But enjoy it and get ready, and best of luck with a busy week next week.
Great. Thank you.
You bet. Head coach Deb Dander again with the Carroll Girls Swim Team. Back with more from the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show here on KCIM. We'll flip our coverage over, talk a little volleyball when we come back.
The St. Anthony Clinic in Carroll now offers same-day appointments with Sarah Gredman, PA, and Kendra Peter, ARMP. Same-day appointments are available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. So if you're needing to see a medical professional, even if you have a sore throat or a cough, fever, cuts, earaches, or your child isn't feeling well, you can get a same-day appointment by calling St. Anthony Clinic at 792-2222. St. Anthony Regional Hospital. Always look to the cross. Always St. Anthony.
Riley Ludwig, the head volleyball coach with the Carroll Tigers, joining us again here on this Saturday morning here on the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show. Tigers running through homecoming week right now. Had a match Tuesday over at Ballard. And, Coach, also last week, you guys on Saturday traveled over to Nevada for their tournament. Went 2-3, but sounds like you played pretty well on the day. Got a couple of nice wins early on in the tournament, picking up wins over Des Moines Lincoln and West Marshall. Played very well against a highly ranked Wapsie Valley team. So how did you feel coming out of Saturday?
Our record definitely didn't show how well we played against some of those teams. We played well. It got better throughout the day, and I think the way we ended was much more positive than the way we started. But losing always sucks, even though it is to ranked teams, but they did play well. They held their own, and we can be okay with that.
Talk about what got better then as the day went on, because even tight losses to a good Dallas Center Grimes team, losing 23-21 and 21-18, I think, to wrap up your day. So what got better as the day went on?
Just the fact that we can keep a positive mindset. Our first game against Wapsie Valley was rough, and it was a bummer to lose, especially with how close the scores were in that second set and stuff. But the communication got better. The energy got better. We picked up the intensity a lot as the day went on. And a lot of times teams kind of go downhill with some of that stuff, and we always seem to work our way back up to it. And they don't let the losses, even the close ones, get to them. We start the next match fresh, and that's something that's always great to see.
Yeah, kind of a tough loss in that first set, 21-11 to Wapsie Valley. What turned and got better for you to win that second one, 21-18?
Just knowing that we can compete with anybody and having that in our heads and not being so intimidated by their rank or how good they are or what their record is compared to us and ours and our stats and stuff.
Do you feel like the girls got over there and kind of were able to get rolling sometimes, you know, especially considering the football team was on the road on Friday night? I don't know how many of the girls ended up going, but, you know, that can make for a long Friday night and an early Saturday morning.
Yeah, I'm not sure, honestly. I don't know if any of them actually went. They kind of bought into our Saturday mornings, knowing that Saturdays are a lot of our record, and we need to compete and do well on Saturdays to make sure that we have a record that shows, you know, where we should be when regional pairings come out.
Coach, what stood out for you in the match against Norwalk, another good team, and you took them to the wire in both sets, ended up falling 21-18 in both of them, but again, was it just kind of competing, or did somebody go out and swing well, or did the defense play well? What stood out for you?
When we have those tight ones, you know, all around they play well. It's not one person carrying the team, it's everybody. I mean, our defense is where they're supposed to be. We're getting touches on the block to help them with that. And then, I mean, our hitters hit hard, and they're swinging well, and then they're playing smart, too. You know, we don't have to swing as hard as we can every time. We can place the ball, find those open spots, and I think it's more of a team effort in closer games like that, and minimizing our errors and capitalizing on theirs.
Rolled by a Des Moines Lincoln that morning. How did you play there, and is that maybe the match that kind of jump-started the team a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, it's easy to play, you know, down to a team's level, and we're working hard on, you know, playing up and controlling our side and controlling what we can control, playing our game and playing fast at our speed. So I think we've been doing a good job of that and not playing down to some of those teams.
Coach, where's this team at serving-wise right now?
It's getting better. We've had some 92-93% games, and then they're getting more aggressive. We're missing less and less each day.
Do you feel like you served well against Ballard on the road Tuesday night this week?
Once we got past that first set, it got much better. They have a really big gym, and the depth perception is a little bit hard to
to get used to there right away. But after that first set, they definitely missed less, got more aggressive, and got Ballard out of system.
How did serve receive go then?
It was decent. I think we had an average of 2.5 or so. Definitely always something we're focusing on. We do that every day, multiple times a day in practice.
What has been the focus in practice as of late here?
Running different things, talking about how it's better to give ourselves another chance to play defense and get, you know, a better set or a better pass to make a better set, and then able to hit the ball down hard and just being smart with it and getting rid of some of those unforced errors.
Coach, how is this team holding up here? This is the fourth straight Saturday coming up today that you guys are headed off to a weekend tournament. So another busy day. And about that Greene County tournament, what are you looking at there? Looks like some pretty strong teams in there as well.
Yeah, we're just looking to go in and play. They took out the consolation bracket. So going in and competing right away in the morning, making sure we're awake and ready to go so we don't have to go home too early.
Is this a round-robin tournament, or it sounds like it's then pool play?
Yep, there's pool play and then a championship bracket, and top two teams from each pool go into the bracket, and we want to be one of those top two teams for sure.
Looks like you got Van Meter, Greene County, and ACGC in the pool. What do you got to do to be one of those top two?
We got to focus on our side and play our game. We can't pay attention to what they're doing more than what we're doing. We have to be smart with the ball, make the plays when we need them, and stop their runs and get on runs of our own.
Coach, you mentioned that you and the girls kind of talked at the beginning of the year about the importance of these weekend tournaments. You guys have got 14 wins already on the year. Do you feel like you've competed the way you've wanted to in most of the tournaments you've been at?
Yeah, I don't think our record really shows how well the girls have played this year. We've had a lot of close games. Games where we've come back and win, but also games where the second set was closer than the first, or we took them into three and ended up, you know, not coming out with the win. But they've competed, they've played well, they've practiced hard, and, I mean, they deserve the 14 wins they've gotten.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate you joining us here. Love getting to talk to you on these Saturday mornings. We wish you the best of luck over at Jefferson at Greene County's tournament today, and look forward to catching up with you again next week.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet. Head coach again, Riley Ludwig with the Carroll Volleyball Team. Back with more of the Pizza Ranch Coaching Show here on KCIM.
This is Carroll County Sheriff Ken Pingree. Harvest season is here again, and rural roads are busier than ever. Farmers are working hard to bring in the crops, which means more large, slow-moving vehicles on the road. Remember, those extra minutes of patience could save a life. Keep a safe distance, be prepared to slow down, watch for turning tractors and grain carts, and never pass in a no-passing zone. Let's all do our part to ensure a safe harvest season. Stay alert, drive safe, and share the road.
Pizza Ranch Coaches Show on this Saturday morning, rolling on right now as we're talking with Rusty Wintermote, of course, the head volleyball coach with the Kemper Knights. And Coach, as always, appreciate you joining us here today.
You know what? God bless you. Good morning. And it is a beautiful Saturday morning. I think it's going to be warm out there. I'm looking to go to Deal's Orchard with the grandkids. So, you know what? You can't ask for a better time and a better opportunity to spend time with family.
I was going to say, yeah, they're calling for almost 90 degrees, so hopefully you guys enjoy that. It should be a great time over there, Coach. But, you know, we'll take this. I'd rather have this than winter, but I will tell you, as we get ready to talk about that match with Glenwood the other night, I'm so glad to hear your voice starting to come back a little bit.
It is starting to come back, but I don't know if the girls are happy about that. But anyway, it works its way in and out, more in than out, so I'll just take it and we'll have a good conversation.
You bet, Coach. We got to talk about Tuesday night. It was the only match you guys had since last week. You took on Glenwood. They come in ranked 9th and 4A. You guys are 7th and 3A. You got that first one. I told everybody in my pregame speech, I said, we could go 5 tonight, and every match could be cited by 2 or 3 points. I really felt like that was going to be the case. But nice comeback in that first set. You got that first one, and then I thought they took control a little bit with their serve and with their two really good outside hitters. And their middle also played some pretty well as well, but I thought they gave you guys a little bit of trouble on Thursday night.
Yeah, they gave us we struggled in the first set with taking away their middle. Their middle did a nice job. We adjusted that, took away the middle. They started doing a better job of serve receive. And the center, what a wonderful job she did. She got square. She passed out a, you know, we always say run something fast. But in all the videos that we watched of Glenwood, just like anybody team we played so far, they started doing things we weren't prepared for. And that's a sad note for a coach, but they did a nice job of pushing out high balls to fast high balls, and we didn't adjust very well to getting the block out there. And they just had free shot after free shot. We got a few blocks, but the center did a nice job for them of keeping them off the net. They had good swings. It took us a little while. We had times that we did a great job, but there were a lot more times that they just made more plays than we did in games 2, 3, and 4.
Yeah, I ended up falling in those. Not that they weren't close ones. I think they had a 6-0 run in set 2 that kind of gave them an advantage, and they held that and ended up going 25-20. Then they won 25-18. Set 4 got away from you a little bit. But, Coach, it seemed like at least in sets 2 and 3, I think both of them you were down at one point 21-19 or 21-18. So some chances late to still get those sets.
Yeah, that was, you know, for such a young team that we have. And I told them, I said, tonight's going to be a lot of ups and downs, and the team that comes out with a lot of ups is going to have an opportunity to grab some games. And I said, we just have to fight through them, because they're going to be a very good team, and they're going to challenge us and make us do some things that we either may have not worked on, or see how we can adjust making, you know, game time decisions as it's going. And you're right, we fought back into each game to stay within 2 or 3, but we when it was one of those things, you needed to roll, but we struggle and serve receive. I think last night was probably, you know, they served us high and long, and we struggled with that. We went with a short serve receive like we've always done, and we did not, as coaches, adjust to that very well. The kids found ways most of the time, but when it really counted, when we would get close, it seemed like we would have a bad serve receive, or we just were setting tight. We didn't click on all phases of the game when we got close, and that's when we had to. And and they just did a nice job. You know, Paula does a nice job at Glenwood, and they came in prepared and they swung hard. Out of any team that we played this year, that's probably the hardest swinging team, especially on the outsides that we've faced. You know, Shenandoah had a couple, but not like this. It was fun to watch, but in a sense, it was like, all right, now we know what we got to work on, because now we got to go do Lewis. We got to play Lewis Central, and that's going to be the same type of game. But you know what? It's going to prepare us for the rest of the season, and you know, we'll find out for Perry's next week that we're going to face some pretty good teams in 3A that are going to be very similar to Lewis Central. And this is only going to make us better.
Coach, one player that really stood out for me, I named her our player of the game last on Tuesday night, Addie Antover. I thought she really hit the ball well before he ended up hitting 333, so kind of a bright spot to have a sophomore really kind of step up last night.
You know what? You are so correct. Addie, she has been practicing really well, but you ask Addie, she'll think she's been practicing poorly. You know, but, you know, Boz and I would always say, boy, if we could get Addie to hit like she hits in practice, gets on top of the ball, hits it hard, make a mistake, who cares, come back at him again. You know, and we talked before the game and said, you know what, Addie, Glenwood, I need you to be practice, Addie. I need you to go out there and just hit and have a blast. Trust your block, but I need you offensively to be more effective, or be effective and just drive it. Who cares if you make a mistake? I need you to start driving the ball. And she did a great job. Center's got her the ball, but she also did a nice job of keeping the ball in play when it wasn't available. And that's also something that she's done a good job of working on over the last couple of weeks. So if we can get that improvement out of her the rest of the way, because now I think she's going to believe it. And then we get, you know, our freshmen, Colby and Mariah, to get back into a flow. And then we get, you know, Bree get back. Bree started coming out of her little slump, and then get Zoe more involved in the situation. So we're a little more balanced. I really feel it could be a very dangerous team when it comes regional time.
Agreed with you 100%. Coach, you still got a chance to get into that share for a conference crown as well. You got Lewis Central, who's leading the league and leading you and Glenwood by just one game in the loss column coming in on Thursday. So still got a chance there. What do you got to do against the Titans to pick up a win?
Well, we're gonna really do a better job of scouting and really see what they do in each rotation. When we serve there, this is what they're going to look for. We're going to have to do a better job of probably we're going to have to take a line away from them because they have the Larson girl, and then Larson's their best player. She's a, you know, an all-stater as a setter and a hitter. They're using her more in a hitting role this year. So we've got to serve stronger, handle their server, Steve, because they'll serve just like Glenwood. And then, you know, we're not going to take Jordan away, but we're going to make her understand that we're going to be where she is, but then we're going to make sure we take really everybody else away. But we've got to play a better scenario, a better blocking situation, get more touches than we did against Glenwood. If we can do that, we're going to save our back row. We're going to get our hitters some more chances. But we just have to cut down on the number of free balls that we give Lewis Central because they'll come back as hard. So if we take care of not giving free balls, take care of our blocking, which is what you should do all the time, we're going to be in that match. But it's going to take five games. I almost feel like it's going to take five. I'll say that's the most. But I believe that we can really play with them. Of course, I believe we could play with Glenwood, and we really could. We just had to cut down on some of our own problems. Not what they were doing, it's what we were doing to ourselves. Solve those, and we're going to have a great match against Lewis Central.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate the time. Rest that voice while you're over at the orchard today with the family, and we look forward to catching up with you again next week.
As always, Mr. Blakeman, it's always a privilege to visit with you, and I know I haven't shouted out enough, but God bless you guys for always putting us on the radio. The kids love it. They know they're getting great exposure, and that's what they need.
Well, Coach, we appreciate that. Head coach again, Rusty Wintermotes, with the Kemper Volleyball Team. Back with more on the Pete's Ranch Coaches Show next here on KCIM.
When you need a quick meal or one on the go, your Carroll Pizza Ranch has great deals for carryout and delivery. Order online and get 8 pizzas of Country's Best Chicken with potato wedges for only $20. How about 2 large pizzas for $25? Or get 2 medium single-topping pizzas, cheesy ranch sticks, and a cactus bread for just $20. Check out these deals and more at pizzaranch.com today and order hot and fresh. Pizza Ranch, located off Highway 30 in Carroll, open 7 days a week.
Whoa, that's good.
Back to wrap up the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show here on this Saturday morning. Thanks again to Ryan Steinkamp of the Kemper Knights coming off that big win again last night over Des Moines Christian. Also thanks to Craig Rowetter of the Carroll Tigers. They fall at homecoming last night, losing to Bishop Heelan. We also want to thank, of course, Deb Danner, the head swim coach with the Carroll girls swim team. Also Thomas Nelson, the head cross-country coach for both the girls and boys for the Kemper Knights. We also want to thank Riley Ludwig, the Carroll Tiger volleyball coach. And want to thank as well Rusty Wintermote, the Kemper volleyball coach, all for joining us here this morning. And thank all of you for joining us here today as well. Again, we do have a podcast of all three of our radio broadcasts available for the Carroll game, the Kemper game, and that Audubon Glen Ralston game. Those podcasts, again, available at sports.1380kcim.com on the Listen to Pass Games and stuff. That'll be on the podcast drop-down. Also, we have, of course, the video broadcast from the Carroll High game last night. You can watch and listen to that game again by going to the CB Sports Network YouTube channel as well. And again, Casey Minders and I will type up recap stories over this weekend for all of the area football games last night with stats and details from the coaches. Do have some local sports going on here today.
again. Volleyball, the Carroll Tigers over at Green County's Invite today. That'll start at 9 o'clock this morning. Glenn Ralston goes to Riverside's tournament today. That starts at 9 o'clock this morning. And Ikea Manning at Tri-Center also getting underway at around 8:30 this morning. In cross country, ESAC girls and boys in South Central Calhoun boys and girls, they're up at Pocahontas today, up at the golf course up there. That one getting underway pretty much right now at 9 o'clock this morning. Thank you again for tuning in here to the Pizza Ranch Coaches Show each and every Saturday morning here again on KCIM. And again, we're here from 8 to 9 o'clock each and every Saturday morning.